May we start? Good afternoon. Happy Wednesday. It feels like a Friday. I will start off with a statement attributable to the spokesman on Somalia. The Secretary General welcomes the parliamentary endorsement of Omar Abdirashid Ali Sharmarki as the new Prime Minister of the Federal Republic of Somalia. He encourages the new Prime Minister, the President, and the Speaker of Parliament to work together to regain momentum in the political process and to maintain close working relationship with the interim regional administrations and emerging federal member states. The Secretary General commends the outgoing Prime Minister, Abdiwali Sheikh Ahmed, and his government for their contribution to peace building and state building in Somalia. The Secretary General urges all parties to work on swift establishment of an inclusive federal government. Political leadership is required to deliver the ambitious agenda of peace building and political transformation. He encourages the country's leadership to redouble their efforts to this end and take steps to prevent future political crises. The Secretary General notes the significant progress made in pushing back al-Shabaab, building a federal state and strengthening the institutions. He understands that much still needs to be done before the federal government's mandate expires in September 2016, and he reaffirms the United Nations' continued support. A statement now from the Deputy Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, James Rawley, who today expressed his deep concern over reports of exchange of fire between Palestinian militants and the Israeli Defense Forces in the southern Gaza Strip today, which resulted in casualties on both sides. This follows a series of armed incidents since the end of November. Mr. Rawley urges all parties to maintain and reinforce the ceasefire of August 26 and refrain from escalating tensions. And an update on Ebola. The UN mission in Liberia announced today that a staff member has tested positive for the Ebola virus disease. As you will recall, this is the fourth case of Ebola in the UN mission in Liberia. The two of the affected UNMIL personnel died of their disease only 3 months ago, and another one, as we mentioned, had been was recently cleared. The head of the UN mission, Karen Lundgren, said that the confirmation of this new case is a stark reminder that we must all be vigilant until there are no cases in Liberia or West Africa. She added that Liberians can be proud of the progress they have made against Ebola since October, but urged them to take extra care as they gather with friends and families over the holidays. The mission is taking all necessary measures to mitigate any possible further transmission, both within the mission and beyond. In line with the World Health Organization protocols, the UNMIL medical team is conducting robust contact tracing to ensure that all people who came into contact with a staff member while symptomatic are assessed and properly quarantined. Still on Ebola, the World Food Program welcomed today a $1 million grant from the African Development Bank to their work in Sierra Leone. With this grant, WFP will provide food assistance for 2 months to 30,000 people. Today, food production in Sierra Leone from 2014 is estimated to be 5% lower than in 2013, and rice production is expected to dip as much as 17% in the Kailahun area, which is one of the country's most productive agricultural areas, but has been severely impacted by Ebola. In Sierra Leone only over 11,000 metric tons of food have been distributed to more than 1.1 people by the World Food Program. And in all three worst impacted countries, WFP's assistance has reached more than 2.2 million people, including villages and communities in quarantine or isolation. In Haiti, the special representative of the Secretary General in that country and head of the UN mission, Sandra Honoré, and other members of the so-called core group, which includes Brazil, Canada, France, Spain, the United States, the European Union, and the Organization of American States, welcomed the decision taken by President Martelly to designate Minister of Public Health and Population, Florence Duperval-Guillaume, as the interim prime minister. In a joint statement, the group commends the efforts undertaken by the president together with the presidents of the Senate and the Chamber of Deputies, representatives of political parties and other political stakeholders to forge the necessary consensus for the nomination of a prime minister and the formation of a government of consensus. It encourages all concerned to respect the constitutional legitimacy of the president in order to preserve stability and create a climate of confidence, serenity, and mutual respect, which allows for the holding of inclusive and fair elections as soon as possible. And a note from our colleague said OCHA, their boss, the Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, Valerie Amos, will travel to Phang Nga province in Thailand on December 26 to participate in the 10-year anniversary of the Indian Ocean Tsunami Remembrance Ceremony. This event is being organized by the government of Thailand. And as you'll recall, the 2004 tsunami killed some 230,000 people and left an estimated 5 million people homeless or without access to food and water. A personnel announcement. The Secretary General is today announcing the appointment of Mustafa Soumaré of Mali as his Deputy Special Representative on Political Issues for the UN Mission in the Republic of South Sudan, otherwise known as UNMISS. He succeeds Resedon Zeninga of Zimbabwe, who, as we'd already mentioned, is taking up the Deputy SRSG post in Somalia. The Secretary General is grateful to Mr. Nzinega's dedicated service and outstanding contribution to the work of the UN in South Sudan. And Mr. Soumaré, as you may know, is currently the Deputy Special Representative of the Secretary General in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where he also serves as the resident coordinator and resident representative of the UNDP. And I was asked a question by Mr. Klein, who's not here today, but I will still answer him, about he had raised the issue of a so-called gentleman's agreement between Syria and the UN on the delivery of aid into Syria. And what I'm told by my colleagues at OCHA is that in line with Resolution 2165, the United Nations notifies the government of Syria and Arab Republic in advance of each cross-border shipment, including details of content, destination, district, and number of beneficiaries. The UN monitoring mechanism notifies the government of Syria and Arab Republic of the delivery of humanitarian assistance from one of the border crossings authorized under Resolution 2165. The UN monitoring mechanism comprises of unarmed civilians with relevant humanitarian expertise. The monitoring officers are selected based on their experience and expertise in accordance with established UN recruitment policies. And with that, I wish you a Merry Christmas, and I may take a question or two. Go ahead, Matthew.
Sure. I wanted to ask you to confirm and comment on the government of Sudan ordering the UNDP country representative, Yvonne Hella, to leave the country by Monday. There's already an email by Ali Zatari, the resident coordinator, saying essentially she's gone, she'll be missed. So I wanted to know, even as maybe based on your facial response, you're unaware of this, what is the UN's policy?
See, you've studied me too.
I'm profiling you. When what is the UN's policy when a government orders somebody out? Is it common to immediately accept it, or does it is it sent to headquarters to decide whether to combat it and fight it and oppose it?
As you profiled, I'm not aware of this particular case. Obviously, declaring a person PNG to be asked to leave is a serious issue, which is discussed at headquarters, but I will find out.
Because some there say, I've seen the emails, and there's basically a one-hour gap between her email to staff saying, I have to leave by Monday, and Mr. Ali Al-Zatari saying, not nice to see you go, but essentially, so I'm wondering, can you confirm that there is a protocol that the headquarters is supposed to be checked
with? As I said, these things are taken very seriously. Signora.
Stepan, does the Secretary General has any plan to visit North Korea in the near future?
No plans that I'm aware of. Oleg.
Thank you, Stefan.
I was looking at you, but I didn't call on you.
Right. Ukraine. It's Ukraine, actually. Well, some say it's not Ukraine. Crimean authorities say that the peninsula was today totally cut off power supply, and later the power supply was resumed. Was said to resume, but once again, some say that this may raise issue of collective punishment by the Ukrainian authorities, as was with the pensions and other stuff. What's the reaction of the Secretary General? Are you planning to contact the Ukrainian authorities?
We had not seen this report. Obviously, again, we would urge all parties involved to focus on positive steps and recommit themselves to a political solution. Go ahead.
There were also some new revelations concerning the MH17 case lately in the media, and which was picked up by some authorities. These are pointing to possibly Ukrainian pilot, actually, whose name is Vladislav Voloshin, as the person who allegedly shot down the passenger jet. So any reaction to these allegations in terms that the investigation is still going on?
No, I mean, nothing to comment on. Go.
Thank you, Stefan. So as you know, Sony Pictures is now releasing this controversial film tomorrow in some theater, as well as on the internet. Do you have any comment on that? Does UN welcome such move?
No, we have no specific comment on the decision by Sony. I think the Secretary General talked about the greater issue of cybersecurity a couple of days ago. Matthew.
Sure. I want to ask you something about the budget, but just on another, plane shoot down in the news, is there any UN response to the pictures of the Jordanian plane shot down over Al-Raqqa and the pilot held by ISIS?
Yes, I will have something for you on that. Go ahead.
On South Sudan, the final report with the investigation of the downing of a UN helicopter, as I understand, it was due this month, but I haven't heard anything about that. What's the status of the report? Was it presented? Will it be public, or what's happening with it?
I have not gotten. There's been no update that we've been made aware of here of the investigation. On the Jordanian pilot, the Secretary General noted with concern the news of the downing of the Jordanian military plane, which reportedly crashed around the city of Raqqa in northern Syria, and also noted with concern the pilot being taken as prisoner. The Secretary General calls on his captors to treat the pilot in accordance with international humanitarian law. Obviously, the Secretary General is following the situation very closely in the continued armed conflict in Syria and deeply concerned with the continued use of violence across the country, including the use of barrel bombs in populated areas. He reiterates his strong condemnation of the indiscriminate use of such weapons against civilians, which is obviously in contravention of obligations under international humanitarian and human rights law. Secretary General appeals to all Syrian sides to work immediately on reducing the level of violence and focusing on a peaceful and durable political solution to the conflict.
Thanks for that. I mean, given ISIS has said alternately that they have anti-aircraft artillery or anti-aircraft missiles, I guess I'm wondering, does that seem to – I mean, the UN is not – they're saying that that's how they shot it down. So it obviously changes some of this bombing campaign that's been going on. Does the UN have any way to know what was used to bring it down and what
no,
this means?
No, I mean, we have no – I mean, obviously it's an escalation. As it's the first reported downing of a plane, but we have no military observers on the ground.
And I just wanted to ask you, obviously this looks like this budget thing is going to go deep into Christmas Eve. So I wanted to know, to try to get comment from you on this, that there one of the standoffs seems to be on the proposed outline of the program budget for 2016-17, and G77 has put a document as an L document trying to fight back what they call cutback proposals. I'm assuming by the Secretariat, although you may say it's the member states that are demanding it, but since G77 has a lot of member states, where does the Secretariat come down on how this budget proposal should deal with the post-2015 development agenda,
et cetera? The outline is the outline presented. There is, as usual, a very passionate and heated debate going on the Fifth Committee at the end of the year. We respect the rights and the responsibilities of member states to conduct that debate, and we're not going to get into it while they're discussing.
Right, but obviously, it is your proposal, right? I mean, it is a Secretariat proposal.
Well, it's the way the procedure the procedure works every year.
And can you confirm that the Secretariat is proposing and is seeking approval to build a new UN building on the Robert Moses Playground?
I think the discussions are going on in the Fifth Committee. The documents available are online, and we'll leave it at that. Last question before I have to wish you Merry Christmas.
Okay,
go ahead.
Merry Christmas to you too. So did the UN mission in Haiti have any announcement regarding the time frame on the investigation of the peacekeepers
not,
who were
not
shooting
yet.
At the protesters?
I would love to be able to give you an update as soon as I'm given an update.
And is there any scheduled press briefing by the peacekeeping panel review for next month?
We'll check with them what the situation is, but I think you know that you will not really... I would not expect to hear from them in any in-depth way before their report is finished, because obviously they're working at it.
But how will they make this whole process a little more open to the press, the NGO world?
Well, I think there is a procedure through which they are talking to civil society members and NGOs.
Right. That's a select group that apparently OCHA... picked. So, and also the women's groups were picked separately. So the two groups that were selected
to... I think they're trying to speak to as broad group of people as possible to have an informed report to give to the Secretary-General.
So there'll be no sort of public reporting or...
I'll see if there is anything public and I will get back to you.
Okay, thanks.
Just also on Haiti, I wanted to ask, as I guess an end-of-the-year request, these 77 congresspeople that wrote to the Secretary General about a mechanism for Haiti cholera.
The letter was received. It'll be looked at, and it will be answered. Have a wonderful Christmas. Have a great new year. If we see each other before January 5th, it's not good news. But otherwise, we'll see you on the 5th.